This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated three Paramrudra supercomputing systems and a high-performance computing system for weather and climate in Pune this evening via video conferencing. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, with Paramrudra supercomputers and HPC system, India takes significant steps towards self-reliance in computing and driving innovation in science and tech. He said, in the era of the digital revolution, computing capacity is becoming an alternative for national capability. The Prime Minister said that today is a day of great achievement for India in the world of science and technology. The three Paramrudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees have been developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Top leaders of various political parties have intensified campaigning for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third and final phase of polling in Jammu and Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed BJP booth workers of Haryana through video conferencing. Mr. Modi said, the BJP is running a government free of corruption in the state. He highlighted that the youth of the state are getting employment without having to resort to any ill practices. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi hit out at the NDA government over the unemployment issue. Addressing a poll rally at Asand in Karnal district, Mr. Gandhi spoke about the Congress's poll promises for Haryana, including 2,000 rupees per month for women and LPG gas cylinders at 500 rupees if his party is voted to power. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the final phase of assembly elections is set to be very crucial for all political parties. Polling in the Union Territory in this phase for 40 assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a poll rally at Udhampur district of Jammu. He said, terrorism has been decisively defeated and will not be allowed to make a comeback. Mr. Shah promised a terror-free region under the BJP government. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the importance of using alternative materials and innovative waste-to-wealth technologies to improve the quality of infrastructure, accelerate construction and reduce project costs. Speaking at the International Seminar on Advances in Bridges, he highlighted the role of a digital management system in expediting project clearances. A two-day session of the Delhi Assembly began today. On the first day of the session, Delhi Assembly Speaker Ram Nivas Goyal disqualified two Aam Aadmi Party MLAs, Kartar Singh Tanwar and Rajkumar Anand, under the anti-defection law. The Speaker also accepted the resignations of Rajinder Pal Gautam and Bharatiya Janata Party's Ramveer Singh Bidhuri, who have been elected as members of Parliament. The House discussed the job issue of the marshals deployed in buses operated under the Delhi government. Ruling party MLAs demanded the restoration of bus marshal jobs in public buses. Earlier, the Speaker marshalled out opposition leader Vijender Gupta and other BJP MLAs following their demand for a discussion on CAG reports and other issues. The 8th India-Indonesia Foreign Office consultations were held in New Delhi today. Both sides undertook a comprehensive review of bilateral ties, including political exchanges, defense and security, the maritime domain, trade and investment, healthcare and connectivity. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both sides expressed satisfaction with the progress made across different sectors of engagement and agreed to explore new avenues of cooperation. The Indian delegation was led by Secretary East, Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Mazumdar. And in badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth advanced into the men's singles quarterfinal of Macau Open today. Srikanth defeated compatriot Ayush Shetty 21-13, 21-18 in the pre-quarterfinal. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly also sailed into the last eight after defeating Taiwanese duo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.